Okay. So it's the third perek, the 17th Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said, Im ein Torah, if there's no Torah, ein derech eretz, there's not derech eretz, whatever derech eretz means. There's not proper behavior, whatever, or the way of the world. Literally, it's a way of the land. Im ein derech eretz, if there's not proper behavior, right? Or way of the land, literally. Ein Torah, there's no Torah. V'im ein chochma, there's no chochma, wisdom. Ein yira, there's no fear of God. V'im ein yira, if there's no fear of God, ein chochma, there's no wisdom. Next one. V'im ein bina, there's no understanding. Ein das, there's no comprehension. There's no connecting, understanding, connecting, understanding fully, full understanding. V'im ein das, there's no connective understanding. There's no expression of that understanding. Ein bina, there's no understanding. Im ein kemach, there's no sustenance, literally flour, from where you get sustenance from, bread. You have to understand why kemach, why not, if there's no lechem, right? Ein Torah, there's no Torah. Im ein Torah, there's no Torah, ein kemach, right? There's no sustenance. So that's a riddle, right? So the rabbis are playing a little riddle with us, right? There isn't this, there's not this. If there's not this, there's not this, right? So that means, somehow, I mean, in this riddle, it's the same pattern. One must be dependent on the other, and the other must be dependent on it. So now, that can't be. You can't have two things, in theory, depending on... One has to be the main one, and one's a dependency one. I mean, let's go through it. Let's start. If there's no Torah, no... What's the main? Torah or Derech Eretz? Pashut is Torah. So that means it should be. If there's no Torah, there's no Derech Eretz. What it means if there's no Derech Eretz, there's no Torah. I mean, you can learn Torah without Derech Eretz. What's Derech... First of all, what's Derech Eretz? We don't know what Derech Eretz is. What's Derech Eretz?
Tibias.
Huh?
Tibias.
Good midas, okay. Huh?
Speaking of good midas.
Yeah. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah now and see what he says. This the commentary at the bottom here. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, im ein Torah ein derech eretz. Kloma, in other words, mi she'enu yodea Torah, someone who doesn't know Torah, right? Eino shalem b'midot, he's not complete in his attributes, shel derech eretz, in the way of the world. He's not complete in his characteristics. In order for a person to be a complete shalom, a complete human being, that can only be with Torah. You might think you're a complete human being. You might think you know how to behave. But without Torah, you're not. That means Torah is intrinsic to getting to good characteristics. Not only because you don't know about good characteristics, it's not a question of if you don't learn mathematics, you can't become a mathematician, or you can't do physics, or you can't be an engineer. It doesn't mean that. It means, of course, most things between man and his fellow man, a person can work out from his thinking. Because it's something that a person can work out. I mean, so long as he doesn't have negias, so long as he doesn't have things which prevent him from thinking straightly. It's not nogea to him. It's not relevant to him. He's not going to have a gain or a loss from it. For example, if you were to think about how another person would behave, so long as you're thinking correctly and you can think correctly, and you can focus correctly, you could probably come up with a good understanding. So Torah is not only there, it is there to teach you how to behave properly, like a book, to learn how to behave, but also the learning of Torah itself, the process, fixes a person to have good characteristics. Learning mathematics, physics, philosophy, does not train you to be a mathematician. You have to be clever, you have to be creative, you have to be whatever. Torah learning creates in you good midas. Not only because you know how to behave, but the process of learning will affect you in a way that you will be in control of yourself and therefore be able to act according to your mindset. You with me? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. That's what you say. Ki rov hamidot hatovot. Most of the good characteristics in a person, sheyesh bedarkei haolam, that are in the way of the world, b'torahem, they came from the Torah. That means, kamo ha'avet tavitenu, give back the mashkon of a poor person. That means, what's a mashkon? If you take a loan from someone, and they're a poor person, you gave them a loan, and you took a mashkon, you took a collateral, give it back to them in the night, if it's something they need at night. Give it back to them today, it's something they need during the day. He'enek ta'aniklo, give, when a person leaves you, he's been working for you as a Jewish slave. Jewish slave is not like the concept of slavery in the Western world, like the black slaves. Slavery, a Jewish slave, if you have one cushion, the Tosfos says, you have to give it to him, because you can't take it from yourself, because he has to be equal to you. He can't be less than you, so you have to give it to him. That's a slave, you're the slave. A Jewish slave is someone who stole. So what do you do with a person who stole? Why is he stealing? He doesn't have money. So you bring him into a family. He has to work for them. And you sell him to pay back his debt. And he has to work for them. And they provide him food and shelter. And give him a family who look after him. And he has to work for them. Like a worker has to work for a boss. But you have to treat him properly. And that's a rehabilitation process. That's a Jewish slave. In order that people who steer away from the correct path in terms of civil law are brought back to proper family life and a proper way of behavior, and then after a few years, they go back into civilization. We don't put them in jail. You understand? Okay.
They're also surrounded by Torah.
Yeah, they're also surrounded by Torah. They're in a proper frumah environment, then, right? They're shown. He goes to some rich guy who buys him. He sees how he behaves. He treats him properly. It changes. So all these people for embezzlement or whatever, you sell them as a Jewish slave. They pay back part of their embezzlement, right? Not much of it, right? And then you show him how to behave properly. You don't kill him. You don't destroy his life. And his family and his wife and didn't do the right thing. It doesn't mean destroy him because he stole money. You understand? Okay. Or ma'ozne tzedek, you have to have proper weights and measures in your selling. Avne tzedek, v'kama k'yotze behem. All of these things that we learn from the Torah. The Torah is teaching you how to behave. So it's not like I said. He seems to be saying, rutzon lomed comes to tell us, right? Shitzarich tchila, right? Sorry. Im came below Torah, without Torah, lo yu de'otav shleimot b'derech eretz. Without learning Torah, our understanding won't be complete in how to behave in this world. So he's explaining, not like I said, he's explaining that Torah is actually a teaching. That's a chiddush, because you know you could work some of those things out. They could be explained. Civilization could come to that in of itself without Torah, right? Even the Noahide laws, you have to have a proper judicial system, right? Maybe without Torah, maybe we're so used to Torah being in the world that we don't realize the impression that it had on the world. I mean, most of Roman law and Western law came from Torah law, right? So it could be the Torah had the impression in the world that it gave the world a judicial system. It gave the world, even if they don't not completely like the Torah world, but it picked up on those things. But I want to say a little bit more. The Torah fixes a person. That's what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal says here that me'ashpa'ot hagdolot, may the biggest influences that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world to change a person is Torah. Torah changes a person completely. And I've seen it. I've been, you know, Baruch Hashem, this yeshiva, I've seen people come in with their long hairs, with their whatever, looking how they're looking. I've seen people who've had depression issues, who've been on drugs when they came to the yeshiva. And they've been to psychologists all their lives and they're still on the drugs. And that's what they've been prescribed for depression, going up and down, up and down. And I've seen them sit in the yeshiva for a year, 2 years. And they're married now. They have kids and they are perfectly happy and normal and no drugs. How does that happen? When you live a proper life, you don't have anxiety attacks, you don't have all these things. Because, you know, it's like a car. If you have a car and you don't know how to use it, and you think you've put in whatever petrol, so I don't know even too much about cars, but I think there's like 5 grade or 3 grade or whatever, or diesel, right? So how do you have a 5 grade and you put in diesel into your engine? It'll work, but eventually the car won't run well. There'll be problems with the engine. You might have to change the engine, you have to retune it. I don't know what you have to do. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's even worse than that. I don't know, I have no clue. Or if you had a little bit of water there, right? You put the water in the wrong place, right? You put the petrol in the wrong place. That car's going to go haywire. It's the same thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the human being with an instruction booklet. It's called the Torah. You think you're smarter. I can run the car on diesel. I can run out of water. You try. Things will happen. You'll ruin the car. You ruin the car if you treat it in the improper way. Torah teaches you how to live. But more than that, the Torah is such a big present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, such a big influence on a person in changing him, that just the learning of it changes you if you want to change. And without Torah, you have no chance of being a complete human being.
That's to say you can't learn Derech Eretz from the Goyim?
You can't learn Derech Eretz or be in a position of being complete with your proper behavior from the Goyim, no. Just from the Goyim, without Torah, no. That's what they're saying. Because you have to understand, it says, Ein Ama'aretz Chasid. An Ama'aretz, a person who doesn't learn Torah, is not connected to Torah, a simple person, he's a religious Jew, he's a religious person, he keeps Shabbos, does everything, right? He's not going to be a chassid, he's going to be a pious person, he's going to be a complete person in his way of behavior. But he will be a Yirei Shamayim. He will be fearful of heaven. He will have, doesn't mean he'll have bad midas. He'll have basic good midas, but to be complete in the midas, to be complete in your character traits, to live a full life in terms of who you are and your understanding of life, the understanding of your depth of life, that's a different parasha. That's a different concept. You with me? Clear? Okay, let's go. The im ein derech eretz. This is going to take us long, this Mishnah. You'll probably take us a few weeks. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. Now I'm saying the opposite. If you don't have good character traits, you don't have Torah. So what does that mean? Rotzon lomar. Shetzarech tchila. You need first letaken atzmo b'midas. You need first to fix yourself with good character traits. Ubezeh tishkon ha-Torah alav. And with this, then the Torah will rest upon you. It will be a place, a kli kibul. You have to make yourself into a vessel for receiving Torah. What's the vessel for receiving Torah? Good character traits. If you have good character traits, the Torah will rest on you, will fill you. She'einenu shochenet la'olam, it won't rest ever. Beguf she'eno bal midot tovot, in a guf, in a body which doesn't have good midas. Lo she'ilmod ha-Torah, not that he will learn the Torah. V'achakach yikach lo ha-mitzvahs, and then he'll keep the mitzvahs. Rather, ki i'efshah, that's impossible. V'zeu ki'inyun sh'ne'ema na'ase v'nishma, like I wrote. That's the concept of na'ase v'nishma. In order to learn Torah, there has to be the acceptance. Now we have to understand something here. Acceptance of the mitzvahs. How can this work? It says, without Torah, you can't be complete in your mitzvahs. With learning Torah, you can't be Torah won't rest on you without good mitzvahs. So how are you going to do that? Say you don't have good midas, and you want to improve. You don't have good characteristics, and you want to improve. Well, you can't. Torah's not gonna rest on you because you have bad midas. First, fix your midas, but you can't fix your midas till you learn Torah. So you're in a catch 22 situation. I mean, that's the situation we're all in, right? So what's the solution? That's what he's saying. Na'aseh v'nishma is a solution. Be accepting of the Torah. That means whatever I learn in the Torah, I want to keep. It might be hard for me. That acceptance, that Kabbalah of the Torah, means I'm accepting on me that I want to behave with good midas. Now the Torah will permeate you and bring those midas out into the world. You understand what I'm saying?
So the minimum is to be open to learning.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, you have to be open to the ways of the Torah. That's Na'aseh. I'm accepting the Torah as what it is. Now just me learn it to understand that what it says makes sense to me. But the way to learn Torah, and this is a big yisod in life, it's a big foundation in life. You have to be open to something and then penetrate it. Even in a relationship, you have to be open to a relationship, accepting of the relationship, and then live with it, understand it. End trust, do you get to trust, a high level of trust. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you have a question?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's clear? Makes sense? So it's a very important thing. How a person comes to have good midas. It can only be through learning Torah. And it can only be with an acceptance of learning Torah. The acceptance of, I want to behave in a good way. And the Ramchal says, when a person learns Torah, it requires two conditions. The Torah affects him and changes him. What are those two conditions? Yira b'Talmud. Fear of the Talmud, what does it mean? Fear of the Torah, what does it mean? Know who the Torah came from. You're not learning Albert Einstein. He's a clever guy. You're learning Kodesh Baruch Hu's word. You're learning the word of the living God. This is God's word. What he's saying here, God's speaking to you. He's speaking to you in a clear way. That's Torah. He's not speaking to you in the Nevuah. Torah is a higher level than prophecy. Because it's the prophecy of Aspikloria Meira, the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu who spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu Panim El Panim. It's a direct connection to your Creator. You might not understand it. It might be removed from you. But when you understand it on that deep level, on your level, you're getting a clear perspective of God's will. That's what you're learning. When you have a clear perspective, a deep understanding of God's will, you are connected. You are fully connected. You with me? It's clear? Then we go on and say, what else? Says the Ramchal. Then another condition in learning Torah is tikkun hamaaseh, fixing a person's ways. Now, what are you fixing your ways? It means with the condition that I'm learning Torah in order to fix what I'm doing. You hear?
Is that intention when you're learning yourself?
Yeah, that's the intention. So when you're learning Torah, you have to know who you're learning. You know, Chaim Shmuel Levitch, I think it was, when he learned the Torah, says, Amama. Says the master, literally. It means the Braisa, the master, the Tana. Literally, that's what it means. He used to say, Amama, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The master of the world. Says the master of the world. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he used to learn. He wasn't just saying it. He felt it. He felt he's learning the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you learn the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you respect them. There's a certain respect you have when you learn them. That's Yiras HaTalmud. The more Yiras HaTalmud you have, the more the Torah penetrates you. And then there's Tikkun HaMaasim. This you want to fix your life, to change your life, to make you into a deeper and a more understanding human being about the life. And it does. If you learn it properly, it's unbelievable what it teaches you about life. If you learn Chumash, you're learning about Joseph, and right, you're learning Parshas, or now you're learning Parshas Shmos, right? But if you learn about Chumash properly, in a deep way, you actually will understand the history of man. Even though it doesn't speak about it directly, but it speaks about the concepts of what the nations of the world are. What does Yishmael mean? What does Esav mean? How you deal with them? What does Bnei Keturah, the Asian world, mean? All these things you can find in the Torah, if you know how to learn. And it gives you a perspective on the world. Without visiting these places, you will have an understanding of these people. And then when you go and you see, you will realize them. They will actualize. And it gives you sensitivity in life. That you pick up on people, you understand them. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's go to the next one.
The time.
Huh?
The time.
Next part of the Mishnah. Im ein chochma, if there's no wisdom, ein yira, there's no fear of God. Im ein yira, ein chochma. So let's see what that means. Rabbeinu Yonah. Im ein chochma, if there's not wisdom, ein yira, there's no fear. Ki ein yira shlema. Fear of God cannot be complete below chokhma, without wisdom. Lefi shehi machzeket ota, it holds it, umi'ira linchoto baderech, and it lights him to give him the right way, to the right way in the way. I had to show him the correct way to go. That means, if there's no chokhma, he won't have yira. I.e., chokhma is the light to shine and give him the right way. I say like this. You say a very important thing. Saying, a person can be fearful of God and he wants to do the right thing, but without chokhma, without a wisdom of Torah, right? Now you have to understand what chokhma means apart from Torah. We're not saying Torah here. We're saying chokhma. I know what this chokhma means. It must be chokhma satara. So it's. But why? What's the difference between chokhma satara and Torah? Torah is probably the process of learning. Chokhma satara is the wisdom of the Torah.
Yeah, from learning.
Yeah, the wisdom that a person gets. Without the wisdom of Torah, a person's not going to have that light to show him where to go. Even if he's fear of God, full of God, even if he wants to do God's will, and he doesn't want to do Averis, without the direction of the Torah, that's Me'ir, that gives light to his ways, he won't know, he'll be in darkness. And when you say if you're fearful of something,
yeah.
You don't know, you're running away from something, and you're in the black, you don't want to run. Should I run there? Maybe I'm running towards the thing. Should I run there? Maybe I'm running towards it there. I don't know where to run. So you won't go anywhere. Or if you do go somewhere, you actually might run at the thing you're running away from. If you have a little match on you, and you light, you'll see that it's not in that direction. Wherever fuck you can see, you'll be able to walk. So it shows you the way to go. So the terrible me'ir will show you the direction. And you have... So now, the greater your wisdom is like... The greater your wisdom of Torah is, the greater you have to see forward. So it's like, you know, like a big rabbi will see a few meters in front. An even bigger rabbi will see 100 meters. An even bigger rabbi a mile in front, right?
But we're still saying, though, there you can have yira, though. But this yira that we're talking about is one that's kind of directed towards...
Yeah, to a yira that will be useful to you to progress in your life. That will direct you in life, and that you can use it. You know, you might have a car, right? You might have a car. Has a very good engine. Goes very fast, right? But you have no headlights. You have no headlights, and it's dark. You're gonna go very slowly with that car because you're gonna bump into things. So what do you need such a good engine for? But if you have headlights. As far as the headlights show you in front of you, you can go. You can go at that speed. You understand?
But so you may have this fear. Let's say you're driving, right? It's like someone's chasing you. We don't have headlights on. So you have this fear, but it's not necessarily directing you where you need to go.
Yeah, you don't. You have fear of God, but should I do this or should I do that? I don't know what to do. I'm in darkness. I don't know how to choose. Torah gives you the ability to choose,
so
to see it. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying. Now it says, um, Im ein yira, ein chachma. And without fear, you can't have chachma. Shetzarich shiakadim, that a person should put first his yira, lechachma, to his wisdom. Shebelokem, without this, lesof lo yikayem hachachma. In the end, his chachma won't remain. Without the fear of God, your wisdom will not remain with you. V'yakutzba, it'll be a thorn in him. V'yinichena, and will leave him. Ki macha she'ein lo tikun hamidus, since he doesn't have the fixing good midas, tchila first, ve'enu yira et Hashem, he doesn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lama zeh mechir b'yad k'sil. Lamaze, what is it? Like something precious in the hand of an idiot. Liknot chachma, to buy chachma v'leiv, ein lehakim edvar Hashem. Ki hayira, the yira, tzrich liot kodem hachochma. In other words, if a person has wisdom, but he doesn't have yira, so it becomes a philosophy. It becomes a wisdom which has no expression of him in the world, which has no real expression, no kiyum of his chachma. If I think nice thoughts, and a person does bad actions, so who cares what he's thinking? Who cares? How's that changing him? Yira brings his chachma to be expressed in a correct way. Because yira is like a guideline. Like, a person, if he doesn't have yira, he could use his chachma, he could use his wisdom to be deceitful, to cheat. With yira, he's using his chachma satera to be directed, to be expressed in a proper way. You understand?
Same idea. It's productive.
Yeah, it's a productive chachma, right? Or a productive yira, or a productive chachma. Yeah, it's basically the same thing, because it says reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The beginning of chachma is fear of God. It's the beginning and the end. Sof davar chol hakol nishma es elokim yireh. To God with you, kizeh kol adam. Right? Chachma begins with yira and ends with yira. The wisdom of a person has to have a kiyum only with his fear. It means, because the chachma of a person, what do you mean fear of God? It means, when a person has an understanding of the world, it's a koach, it's a strength, right? Koach ma, it's chachma, right? His strength of a person, the strength of who he is, what he is chachma. That's what a person is. But without yira, that koach can go to ibud, it can be wasted. It can be given in the wrong ways. It can be given in the wrong places. It's a koach. But without yirat shemayim, without fear of God, that yirat is going to go and be spilled into the world in the wrong way.
Can we still call it chachma without yirat?
No. Okay. That's chachma begoyim tamin. Chachma begoyim tamin, that's physics, mathematics, that's... Okay. It's chachma, it's a wisdom, but it's not a wisdom which makes a person behave a proper way. It's a wisdom to theoretically think about, but not a wisdom which penetrates him and makes him into a better human being.